Mutual presents Foreign Assignment. Written by foreign correspondent Frank H. Berry. Starring Jay Johnston as Brian Berry, with Maurice Wells as George X. Peabody and Vicki Vola as Carol Manning. At this moment, in press service bureaus all over the country, batteries of teletype machines are hammering out news dispatches flashing in from the war fronts of the world. Italy, London, Moscow, Chongqing, the Pacific, and one of the machines you hear? Listen. That machine is beating out a story written especially for you. A story unfolded against the screen of actual events that are making this minute's news. The story of Foreign Assignment. Algiers. According to reports reaching Allied headquarters here, the French underground has become demoralized by recent developments in the political relations of the United Nations, particularly as regards Allied policy on post-war France. The situation has caused grave concern to those who will command the coming invasion of Europe through France, for the success of the invasion may depend in no small measure on the strength and effectiveness of the French underground. Marseille, on the southeast coast of France, the melting pot of the Mediterranean, and the toughest city west of Suez, where life is naked and sinister and cheap. Tonight, a fog has rolled in from the sea, deepening the gloom in the labyrinth of narrow, dark streets rising steeply from the north side of the old port, and mixing the acrid tang of the sea with the smell of ships and rope and tar and oil and wine, and softening the prevailing sounds of the old quarter, the scuffling of heavy shoes along the cobbles, the clacking of high heels on their nightly rounds, the raucous laughter of too much wine, and the metallic music of battered pianos drifting from cheap cafes. In one street, three figures moving swiftly and silently through the billowing clouds of mist suddenly emerge from the gloom into the light of a cafe window, look at the name on the sign, and stop. From inside comes the deep-throated voice of a girl singing to the accompaniment of an old piano. The three, two men and a woman, press against the glass and look in. One man is tall, broad-shouldered, and rugged-looking. The other, shorter and older. The woman is young and blonde and very pretty. In a moment, the younger man says something to his companions, then enters the cafe alone.
My French weapon, I tell you true. But I hope that you come
through. For a second only, he surveys the roughly dressed men sitting at the scattered tables, drinking and listening to the singing. Then moves to an empty table.
Bonsoir, monsieur.
Hello, hello.
May I get you something?
Yeah, you do a pretty good job of singing.
Merci, monsieur.
So the man calls you Jeanette.
But of course. Jeanette is my name.
Do you know everybody in here?
Oui, monsieur. Except you, monsieur.
Well, I'll tell you that in a minute. Let me signal my pals to come in first.
Who are you? You are not French.
Oh, not with my accent. And I'm not a Nazi playing games either.
You are an American.
That's right, sis. Brian Berry of the American Press.
An American journalist?
Yeah.
But what are you doing here? How did you get...
Now, wait a minute. Take it easy. You'll know it all in just a minute. Ah, oh, hiya, fellas. Come on over here, sit down. It's okay. This is Jeanette, all right.
Oh, thank heaven.
Yeah, bravo.
Glad to get off the street. A couple of Gestapo police passed right by.
Yes, and for a moment we weren't sure they were going to follow us.
Jeanette, this is Carol Manning, British Intelligence.
British Intelligence?
And George X. Peabody of British Press.
Good to know you, miss. But what are you doing in Marseille? Why have you come here to see me?
Maybe this will make us friends, Jeanette.
Yes?
A l'outrance.
Okay.
Oh, oui. But why was not word gotten to me that you are coming?
Because we could get here as quickly as the message.
Yeah.
The time is precious right now.
Then you come from...
Allied headquarters in Algiers.
Yes, we'll put ashore down the coast a little way, right off the dock.
Yeah, only George missed the shore and he dumped his pants a little.
They're as dry as I am.
Oh,
I am so sorry. It would be better if I served you a bottle of wine anyway. Oh. All of the men here are French, but not all of them are members of the organization. And others might suspect that we did nothing but talk.
Okay.
Well, couldn't we talk somewhere else?
I think we had better try to talk here for the present. And, oui, monsieur, oui, at once.
We'd better get out of this place as soon as possible.
Yes. It's a bit like sitting on the Gestapo's front stoop to stay in a public place.
Yeah, that's right. Say, this Jeanette's strictly A deck, huh?
Well, she's certainly not a dive singer.
No, I'd say she's been in the top nightclubs in Paris.
Yeah, and brains, too.
What more could you want, Brian?
Well.
Never mind.
Huh?
Here she comes.
Your wine, monsieur, monsieur.
Ah, merci, mademoiselle. For something like that.
I risk every moment you are here.
Yeah.
So please talk as I open this wine.
Okay, sir.
Right. We were told to contact you first and that you would put us in touch with Dr. Reynard.
Dr. Reynard?
Yes.
I have an important message for him from the Mediterranean Command.
Yeah.
Yes, but Dr. Reynard, he is no longer the leader of the underground here.
I believe the message is quite a bit to say to him about that.
Yes, but he...
Since he quit, the underground movement here has sort of gone to pieces, hasn't it?
Yes. Yes, that is true. He was the leader not only in action, but in thought.
And when he threw in the sponge, so did the rest, huh?
Yes, he resigned.
Mm-hmm.
And without his leadership... The rest lost heart.
Yeah. Yes, well, Barry and I want to break a story on why he resigned. Without naming names, of course.
Yeah, the important thing is why and not who.
Exactly.
And you see, his reason is bound to be tied up with what's going on in politics outside of France. And if we can break the inside story on why there's a slump here, well, there might be some changes made.
Right.
But Dr. Reynard has got to come back now.
Yes, invasion day is not far off. And a lot depends on the underground.
Jeanette, we've got to see Dr. Reynard tonight.
That's right.
Very well. Dr. Reynard should be at his clinic still. I will give you a note to him.
Charles,
quick. What is it, Charles?
The Gestapo come.
Brian.
Take it easy. Yeah.
Where are they, Charles?
They just drive up outside.
Go to a table and keep calm, Charles.
Oui.
There is not time to hide you three. Perhaps this is just a routine visit. Anyway, do not speak unless you have to. Especially you, Mr. Barry. Your accent is very bad.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Here they come.
I am sorry to intrude, Hollat.
It is all right, Herr Major. We understand that you must make these routine inspections, and we do not
but
object.
But this is not a routine inspection, Hollat.
Oh, no?
Three enemy agents are somewhere in the city of Marseille. They were seen entering the city from the east shortly after dusk. Two men and a woman. When they are found... Two men and a woman. Let me see your identification cards, please. I said, let me see your identification cards.
Identification? Oh, yes, yes, of course.
And yours?
Oh, here it is.
Yours. Now we shall see. Serge Limon, Madeleine Dupré, Jean Miro. Yeah, take them. As I was about to say, when the three enemy agents are found, not only they, but those who harbor them, all will be executed. That is all. Well, I... Guten Abend.
Bonsoir, Herr Major.
Come, Lars.
Oh, my word.
May we? The identification cards. How did you...
British intelligence fix them up for us?
Hey, look, fellas, we better get started with Dr. Renard.
Right.
Oh, I am so sorry. I cannot take you there, but I must not leave here now.
Yes, we understand.
I will write a note to Dr. Renard for you to take with you.
Oh, good.
I will be just a moment.
Say, you better take a big slug out of this bottle, fellas. We might be in a tight fight with a short stick.
Well, we should be nearly
according to Jeanette's directions, the doc's place is just around the next corner.
Wait a minute.
Huh? What's the matter? What is... Huh?
I would have sworn I heard footsteps behind us.
Huh? Yeah, that was pretty good wine, Kurtz. Here, come on, let's go.
Yeah, okay.
Brian.
Huh? What? What now?
There was something moving back there. I saw it.
Hey, look, Carol, look, you've let your imagination get all head up.
Yes, yes, I say, Olga, you've got my hair on end.
Yeah, mine too. Come on, we're wasting time.
Okay. If you are determined to play informer for the Gestapo, sir... You must stop running to us a bit of nothing.
But this time I have something important, Colonel Reiber. I swear it.
Yes? Well, what now, Arsene?
The three enemy agents you are looking for.
Yeah, yeah. What?
We, Herr Colonel.
What do you know about them?
I know where they are right now.
How do you know you're right about them?
I was at Jeanette's cafe when they arrived.
Jeanette? Yeah?
Ah, I have suspected Jeanette of working with the underground for some time.
Never mind that, so have we, but we've got nothing on her.
Arsene is even more clever than your own men, Herr Colonel.
What do you mean?
Some of your men came while the three were there, and even examined their false identification card, and suspected nothing.
Don't confess.
But I suspected them from the time they first came in.
Never mind that kind of prattle. Tell me.
Well, I was not able to hear everything they said, but I hear them talking to Jeanette. And the accent of one of them is American.
Yeah?
The other man is English. And the woman, she could be either one. But I think she is American.
Well?
Jeanette gave them a note and they left. I follow. And right this minute, your colonel, they are at Dr. Renard's clinic.
Renard?
Oui.
I deeply appreciate, Miss Manning and gentlemen, the sentiment expressed in the message which you have brought to me, and the great risk you have taken in order to deliver it.
Now, what's the verdict, Dr. Renard?
My resignation of the leadership of the underground movement was not, Mr. Berry, an impulsive action.
We are certain of that, though.
Yes, of course.
Sure.
It was reached after careful weighing of many important aspects. It was based on what I consider to be sound reasons.
Well, Mr. Peverly and I would like to take a story back with us, Doctor, about those reasons.
I'm sorry, gentlemen, but I prefer not to discuss it.
But you would not be identified with them, sir. We plan to use them as a basis.
I am sorry, Mr. Peverly.
Now, look, Doctor. George and I, along with Miss Manning here, have gambled our necks to come over here for that story.
I appreciate that fact, Mr. Berry. So stated a moment ago.
Aren't you overlooking a more important fact, sir?
I do not understand.
The fact that your reasons for resigning are not your exclusive property.
That's right. I still do not understand.
Well, George means there are millions of people in this world, your own people and everybody else who's giving their blood, sweat, and tears to smash the Nazis. And it means all those millions have a just share in your reasoning.
Doctor, please, gentlemen.
Now, look, Doctor. The Allies are on the verge of starting the invasion that'll tell the tale. And if it flops, it could be because the French underground wasn't hitting on all cylinders. And what would that make you?
Mr. Berry.
There'd be a lot of people wanting to know why you let them down. And they might not stop with just asking you.
Why have you stopped fighting the Nazis, sir?
Why have you stopped helping those who want to help your people?
Why have you turned your back on the fate of the French people?
That is enough!
But are your reasons enough, sir?
Can they cover what you've done and leave your conscience free?
How about that, Doctor?
Stop it, I tell you! Stop!
I will give my reasons.
Okay. We're listening, Doctor. After the fall of France, I joined eagerly in the underground movement because I believed that an Allied victory would not only free my people, but would guarantee them the chance to build a new France, a freer France. Went through the hell of Dunkirk, and what millions of other lads are fighting and dying for, and what other millions in Europe are suffering unspeakable tortures for. But what is the shape of things to come by the shape of things that are happening now? Certain of my own people who escaped to safety and comfort rather than share the sufferings and struggles of their fellow countrymen at home
Right now, they are planning for the day when they can ride a white horse down the Champs-Élysées and set up a dictatorship as absolute as the one they hypocritically profess to hate.
Yes, but Dr.
And Reno. More! Already, some nations are beginning to quarrel over spheres of influence. Already, sacred pledges are being broken. Already, a new scourge is beginning to sweep Europe. And already, the dim outlines of future wars are to be seen. And you ask me to urge my people to pour out their blood to bring these things to pass? I will not! No! By the eternal heavens, I will not.
Yes, there are many others who feel as you do, Dr. Raynor. But they are carrying on.
That's right.
They are carrying on because their only hope for getting the kind of world they want to live in lies on the other side of the horizon. Not on this side.
If they stop now, they're sunk for keeps.
Many of the things you describe may come to pass. But the important thing is, the people believe they're fighting for a better world. And if they believe that's what they're fighting for, then that's what they are fighting for.
And if they keep on fighting for it, someday they're going to get it. Good night, Miss Manning. Gentlemen.
Good night, sir.
Good night, Dr. Renard.
Yeah, good night. Cigarette, George?
Hmm? Yes, thanks.
Here's a light. That's that.
Mm.
Now, come on, fellas. We're going to make our way back to the joint.
Just a minute, please.
Blast.
We met earlier this evening. Remember? I'm Major Krause of the Gestapo.
Oh, yeah. Hiya, Major. What can we do for you?
Let me see. You were Pierre Gillemont.
No, I believe that was my card.
Yeah, mine said Jean Moreau or something like that.
It does not matter now.
No.
Come. My men are waiting to escort you to the headquarters of the Gestapo chief for Marseille.
Oh, what's the chief's name?
Colonel Wilhelm Reiber.
I never heard of him.
Nor I.
This way, please.
The three. They have been arrested by the Gestapo.
Oh.
I went to Dr. Renard to wait for them and bring them back here like you said.
Yes.
And the Major, who was here tonight, drove up with his men. I hid in the shadows. When the three come out, the Major arrested them and took them to Colonel Reiber's headquarters.
Oh, that means the Gestapo will be here soon for us.
Yes.
Quick, Charles. Gather as many of the men as you can in a half hour and go to the meeting place in the catacombs under the Church of Saint Victor.
But you, Jeannette.
I will get the ones who are here and we'll be there waiting for you. We've got to work fast, or it may be too late. Hurry, Charles, hurry!
Of course you know, Miss Manning, Mr. Barry, Mr., Peabody.
Peabody, Colonel Reiber.
Forgive me.
Now, don't let it happen again.
Oh. Hmm. The penalty for those in your position is execution.
Yeah, against the wall.
But I should be inclined toward leniency in your case in exchange for your cooperation in a matter of concern, perhaps.
Cooperation with Germany, Colonel Reiber, hasn't worked out too well for a lot of people we could name.
Those who would share our good fortunes must be willing to share our adversity.
Boy, and are you getting a load of that last stuff?
Rather.
Enough of this.
Yeah, we're getting bored stiff anyway.
Why did you go to Dr. Renard?
Why does anyone consult a physician, Herr Colonel?
We have reason to believe Dr. Renard is linked with the underground movement here. And you can save your life.
Now, but you're barking up the wrong sycamore about the doc, Colonel.
What do you mean?
Tell him, Carol.
I brought a message to Dr. Renard from the Allied Mediterranean Command, begging him to leave the underground movement here because of his great influence with the people.
That's right, but the doc wouldn't buy it.
You're lying.
I wish we were.
In a way, you might say the doc is on your side, Colonel.
Yes, he refuses to encourage any resistance against the Nazis.
What about the girl, Janet?
Well, she serves pretty good wine for a joint like hers.
Why did you contact her?
We were thirsty.
She gave you a note for the doctor.
Directions how to get here.
Fools! Giving you a chance to save your lives.
What's one more lie for Nazis? Take
them!
Yeah, Colonel.
Take these swine below and lock them up. They have until dawn to give us the information we want. And if they do not...
But don't say it, Colonel. Let us guess, huh?
Take them away!
Brian... What are you thinking about?
Same thing you are, I guess.
Well, tell me. Let me see.
I love you, Carol.
And I love you. Oh, Brian, darling. I was thinking about something else, too.
What?
Can't you guess?
No, I can't.
Can you, George?
Hmm? Afraid not, old gal.
I was thinking about Christmas Eve. When we were in Bethlehem.
Oh.
We were in a pretty tight spot then, too. And remember what got us out of it?
Yeah, I sure do.
That's why I'm not afraid now. And neither are you or George. Because... we've got faith.
That's right.
What time is it?
A few minutes of two.
Still a long time till dawn. And we didn't have nearly that much time in Bethlehem. We had barely a minute. And yet, something happened. And something's going to happen again. You know that, don't you, Brian, George?
Sure.
Yes, old girl.
Something's going to happen. Something... Something. Brian, listen.
Yeah, somebody's opening the door.
That something's happening right now, Brian.
My gosh, you're right.
Larry.
Yeah, who is it?
Charles.
I knew it, Brian.
I have taken care of the guard out here.
Yes?
We cannot go yet.
Well, how in the name of heaven did you get in here?
Oh, by the back way.
Oh.
When the sentry went to the far end of his post... I slipped through the door, made my way here, and silenced this guard before he knew what had happened.
Well, come on, what are we waiting for?
We are waiting for the firing to start.
The firing?
We, our men are going to attack the front of the building and throw all the guards in that direction.
Oh, I get it. And keep firing long enough for us to get out the back way. Huh?
Yes.
Joe.
Listen, the firing should begin any moment now.
Yeah.
And when it does, then we must go as quickly as we can.
You don't worry about that, brother.
Now, wait and listen. Yeah.
There we go.
Yes.
Get started, Charles.
Follow me, Charles.
Right behind you, old man.
Go right here. There we are.
Man, oh, man, I bet those Heinies thought the invasion had done come.
But the men, what about them?
Yes.
Well, they have made their getaway by now, before the Germans could organize any pursuit.
Oh, swell. Where to now, Charlie?
To the meeting place in the catacombs.
Catacombs?
Oui. Under the church of San Victor. Janet is waiting there for you.
Not going to try to thank you, Jeanette, for arranging that little job a while ago. We wouldn't know how.
Right.
We are all just so happy that it was successful.
Too bad that we weren't successful on our mission tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. We kind of let you down there.
France needs men like him so much now. And in the days to come. Well, I do not know what your plans are for getting back to Algiers, but you are safe here as long as you need to stay. And anything we can do...
Jeanette, listen.
What is it, Charles?
Coming down the steps.
Dr. Renard.
Yes, Janet. Miss Manning.
Yes, Doctor.
Mr. Barry.
Doctor.
Mr. Pepperdine.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for coming to see me tonight.
You mean, sir?
Have one of the men contact Allied headquarters in Algiers on the wireless right away.
And the message?
I am at your service.
Assignment, created and written by Frank H. Berries and directed by Chick Benson, stars Jay Johnston as Brian Barry, with Maurice Wells as George X. Peabody and Vicki Vola as Carol Manning. Joan Vitez played Jeanette, Walter Vaughn, Dr. Renard, Peter Capel, Colonel Ryber, Guy Repp, Major Krause, and Sid Cassell, Charles. Music was by Henry Silverne, and your narrator, George Willard. The characters and situations in Foreign Assignment are wholly fictional, but the places and events which form their background are on the front page of your newspaper. This program came to you from New York. This is Mutual.